Archer's held that tenement area for around about 7 or 8 years, and it's also the site of our graphite project near Cleve. And what Archer's done is previous explorers have drilled for manganese and base metals, and Archer's gone back and we've assayed a lot of the drill samples and drill pulp that the previous explorers left behind, and we've found that it contains high cobalt values. The previous explorers were only interested in zinc and manganese and other metals, and they never actually assayed for cobalt.
I understand at the moment, with prices of cobalt being so high and growing demand, that could provide an opportunity in the market.
Cobalt prices are at around about US$47,000 a tonne, and that's an increase of about fourfold in the last 18 months.
And do you see the prices of cobalt sort of hanging around the same mark they are for the rest of the year?
Most people are expecting the price of cobalt to increase. So about 65% of the world's total cobalt production comes out of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And recent reports by the IMF and other organisations, Amnesty International, found that a lot of that cobalt was being sourced from small miners who used child labour, so as well as what they call the conflict cobalt, which is just like conflict diamonds, where basically mercenaries and other criminals are in control of the deposits and are using slave labour once again to mine those deposits. So there's an actual ban on sourcing conflict diamonds and conflict cobalt and other metals out of the DRC.
So that certainly provides a gap in the market. I mean, where would you anticipate your major customers would be to export the cobalt?
Yeah, about half of the graphite cobalt processing is done out of China. So most of the raw material is sold to China, and then they make the different cobalt metals that are required for different processes. The main growth area is anticipated to be in lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, as well as for home storage of power.
Now you've finished these drill holes, what's the next step of this project to realise, I suppose, commercialisation?
We've also identified some other samples that we're going to go out and collect as well. So we'll submit a few more samples for assay. And then once we do that, then we'll get a clearer picture of how long the potential strike length is of the mineralisation, as well as the type of mineralisation. And then we'll follow that on with field work of our own, which would probably start in the next 3 to 6 months.
Palinga's not your only cobalt deposit that you're working on. You also have the one at Kachala,
right.
Broken Hill. I mean, do you see Archer and South Australia in general being able to dominate the cobalt market?
Archer's built up a very prospective cobalt tenement holding. So over the years, we've slowly acquired the tenements we have, and we have got some great projects very close to surface, very high grades. So we're confident that we can have continued exploration success. And because of the access to infrastructure advantages that we have with our tenements, they're all within about 30 kilometres of existing railway lines. We're confident that if we can get the grades and the cobalt prices stay high, that there may be good potential for these projects. Arch is intending to start drilling at Kachala towards the end of April. So we're planning on getting a drill rig up there, and we'll have follow-on activities in the field in around the Cleve area in about the next 3 months as well.